This is Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
Okay, so in Washington, Jaden Daniels got off to an incredibly rocky start as well. Look, I'm not a quarterback evaluator by any stretch of the imagination. There was a little bit of me that said, okay, well, he's thrown to two guys that are top 10 picks, you know, but it should be fine. The ball placement, I thought, at LSU was fine. Wow, Matt, the ball placement in game number one was not good. I mean, he's missing these guys by a wide, wide margin. So there is some, I'm really worried about, you know, the long-term accuracy when we're talking about Jaden Daniels here. I don't know. What did you see in Washington?
Oh, man.
I have such bad vibes with the Commanders right now. By the way, their defense is unspeakably bad.
It's horrid. Yeah, it's horrid.
Baker Mayfield, I mean, four TDs, completely obliterated. And I think this Bucs offense is going to be good this year, but I mean, that was embarrassing on that side of the ball. And offensively, man, it's just, we talk about Caleb Williams and how he held the ball, right? You know, and some of that is to his detriment, but a lot of it is because he's a playmaker. You know, Jaden Daniels is supposed to be like a scrambler, a playmaker. He got rid of the ball 2.35 time to throw. It's so crazy. Like, and it just feels very Cliff Kingsbury, right? That's totally the thing. That's the thing about this Commanders offense that, you know, we talked about it with Terry McLaurin on a pretty recent episode. Well, you know, the preseason alignment, was it just preseason, or are they going to come out with new wrinkles? Nope. I'm not going to come out with new wrinkles.
Nope.
Terry McLaurin, this is from Grant Paulson, who charted the game. Grant's covered the Commanders, the Washington football team, and their other name. The local legend in the DMV area. He's covered the team forever. He said, unofficially went back and counted up 46 times where Terry McLaurin lined up on the left and 3 times on the right, baby. 0 times in pre-snap motion. This is, I think, the thing that is the most frustrating about Cliff Kingsbury is, like, motion is good, like quick throws to get the quarterback in a rhythm. Those are all good things. The problem is, dude, Cliff, do that shit with your best players. Do that shit with the guys who are good. But even dating back to Arizona, it was always like, let's get the Mickey Mouse players in motion. Let's get these little tiny guys. And like, we got Olamide Zaccheaus getting these, you know, motion targets and stuff like that. Well, yeah, we just got Terry McLaurin doing the ISO receiver stuff, just like we had DeAndre Hopkins doing that. So it just, I don't love the way the offense is set up. The personnel is outside of McLaurin, who, as I mentioned, I think took a step back last year, is brutal. The receiver room is brutal. Zach Ertz is getting targets in the year 2024. It just, I feel crazy. Pretty discouraged about where the Commanders are right now.
Yeah. I mean, I, and again, these are thoughts that you and I have had, and we've quietly and maybe not so quietly said, look, I was not quiet about this at all, but I can't believe Washington brought in Cliff Kingsbury. Yeah. Cannot believe it. Can't believe they did that. And this is why. Because completely, I mean what's the most frustrating thing about it, Matt, is he's had time away from the NFL to regather himself, right? Like, he could have absolutely updated his offense. He chose not to, right?
Yeah.
It failed in the NFL, and he saw that and said, you know what? I don't need to update my systems at all. I'm assuming his thought must have been, it's just the players, right? My system works, it's just the player. Because this system that we saw on Sunday against the Bucs, which, by the way, their secondary is not very good either. Jamel Dean's, you know, a slightly above average corner, but that's it, right? You can't get away from the fact that this offense looked completely unimaginative. It's the exact same offense we saw in Arizona, which the league figured out within like 4 or 5 games. And I'm not sure how this team is supposed to support their young quarterback in Jaden Daniels. Now, that being said, could Jaden Daniels have played better? Yeah, I think he could have absolutely played better too. I mean, again, some of these off-target throws were so unbelievably off. I mean, Terry McLaurin didn't have a chance. I mean, there was a play where he is wide open down the sideline. If Jaden Daniels puts it in the area code, he's catching this ball. Maybe he's walking that one in for six. You know what I'm saying? But it's just so far out the sideline, you couldn't even do anything with it, right? So certainly Jaden Daniels needs some of that too, needs some of that responsibility too. But, man, it just all goes back to I was sounding the alarms this offseason, like, yo, are we really sure this is what we want to do with Cliff Kingsbury? And we got our answer here in week number one. I just don't see that changing here for the rest of the season.
I think about how the Colts offense looked in week one last year with Anthony Richardson and how this Commanders offense looked in week one with Jaden Daniels. And like, I don't necessarily mean to compare those two guys as players, because Richardson had almost really no experience as a starting quarterback, whereas right. Jaden Daniels actually has an absurd amount of experience as a starting quarterback. Uh-huh. But they're unique athletes at the position with right. live arms that can attack every blade of grass. Did you feel like Jaden Daniels was a quarterback with a live arm who could attack every blade of grass? And even just think about how, you know, again, these two guys are different types of receivers, but maybe they're not even really that different, right? Like Michael Pittman and Terry McLaurin. Think about in week one last year,
right?
Michael Pittman was just for the Colts, was just the first read target over and over and over again exactly. for the Indianapolis Colts. It's like, this is my best guy. I'm getting in the football freaking, he didn't get a ton of looks in the first half, but he ended up having a great game. He was in the games that Richardson started. He had a 32% first read target share. The two leading receivers for the Commanders yesterday are their running backs.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
That's not gonna cut it. So yeah, some of it is on Jaden Daniels, but I also think he has been. I don't know that he has been set up to succeed here in Washington with the players that are around him, and the offensive coordinator here, and just the whole situation.
And again, I went in on Washington earlier, right? Like, I'm like, what are you doing? Why are you trading away Jahan Dotson? What are you you've invested in this young quarterback? Invest in him properly. You can't just say I'm drafting him. So now, all right, you're on your own, kid. Like that's how, you know, broken franchises stay broken, you know? And again, we just went in on Caleb Williams. Like, I get it, but he played poorly. But the team set him up to succeed. So that is why when the criticism comes down, it's like, all right, well, no, actually most of that is gonna be on Caleb Williams. This one, how do you parse out the responsibilities here? You know, you didn't give him any receivers other than Terry McLaurin, but then you draw up an offensive system. You bring in a guy in Cliff Kingsbury that doesn't know how to get the ball to the number one. It's just, it's maddening. It's absolutely maddening what they're doing in Washington.